Yeah,
Okay.
like, because you don't talk as much about the stuff that you're building right now from like a behind the scenes perspective,
I
like
don't.
document as opposed to create content. And I really push our team. I mean, my guy's here somewhere. Spencer, sup? Because I was like, we can't be creating these stories all the time. What are we doing in our life right now that we can just document? Because we're actually real builders. We're not just like creators creating bullshit stories online all day. We're building. Let's talk about that. It's way more interesting than some fake story that we make up based on the news. And so now we try to balance between the two. But I would love, like, I was telling Andy Frisella that the other day. I'm like, dude, I had no idea you did this in your company. You did this. Like, you don't talk about any of that stuff online. Because I would love to hear more about that from you. I hear it about Quest, which is how I know a lot about your background. But today, even we were talking, I'm like, yeah, what do we do for a living? We make TikToks. And you're like, actually, I'm doing these six other things that I had no idea about.
Yeah, Lisa is unbelievably good at that. She loves doing that. For me, I'm not joking when I say from the moment I wake up. So imagine I'm awake. I did this morning. So I have an episode with you today. I am still in bed, which I give myself 10 minutes to get out of bed, but I'm still in bed. I realize I'm awake. I reach over. I already have my headphones on, which is a whole nother story. And I turn off my book right now about Winston Churchill. And I already had an episode with you queued up. And ironically, it was you and Andy Frisella. And start listening to that. I get out of bed. I brush my teeth, all while listening to that. So from the moment I wake up until the moment I either go to bed, or if it's a moment where I'm trying to get some time with my wife, till the moment I spend time with my wife, I am working on something. And so I have a real problem being pulled off a task that drives me crazy. So for a long time, the social team would be like, oh, just real quick, let's turn it into like an Instagram post. And I'm like, man, I'm this. So first of all, building a video game is the hardest thing I've ever done. And so oftentimes I'm like, my head is thumping and I'm like dealing with shit. And the last thing I want to have to do is turn to the camera and be like, okay, let me tell you what we're doing. It's like, I'm getting my face kicked in right now. And it probably would make amazing content though. So we actually are trying to build that team up because my team has been haranguing me to show more of that side. So
Well, and even, I
it's
mean,
good,
one
but.
thing that I think I'm stealing from Jay Shetty, I was chatting with him the other week, but I was expecting from a monk like a lot of like love and touchy-feely stuff, and he actually gave me some tactical stuff that I thought was really interesting, and I really liked him. But he one thing that he liked, he's like, I have efficient and effective days. And I have heard before, like, content days versus building days, and that never resonated with me because I'm like, a whole day on content, like, I don't know about that. That makes me want to die. And I'm like, but this efficient versus effective, I thought was interesting because he's basically like, I would block segments of my time where I know that, like, if I do the 20% thing that drives 80%, the day is successful. And he's like, and on those days where I know that I am having, he says on his effective days, so the days where it's just like to-do list, to-do list, to-do list, to-do list, is the days that he allows content documentation. Because those are the days where your brain is like less, you're not big picture thinking. So that helped me a little bit. So now I have a half day on Thursday each week where I'm doing a lot of, like, I'll put all the contracts I have to review and one-off, people issues that are just lower level but have to be handled only by me on that day. And on that day we'll also do content, and so I'll be working on stuff and they'll have ideas in between me doing more monotonous stuff. Anyway, works for me, but you could try it on.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I've tried many things with my calendar, and this is one thing, just refocusing on the tactics. You've got to get your calendar right. Like, if you don't maintain, if your calendar doesn't reflect your actual priorities, you're in real trouble. So I keep a list that I call important things. And the important things are, what is the most important thing that I could be working on right now? And I will just tell any stage entrepreneur, but certainly beginning stage entrepreneurs, you're going to have trouble prioritizing. And the reason you're going to have trouble prioritizing is because you think you're dumb, but in reality, the problem is no one's good at prioritizing until they've done it a lot. And then you begin to get a sense of, okay, this is to quote Tim Ferriss, this is the lead domino. If I do this thing, it'll make everything that comes after it easier. So you'll start to identify those things. And you're going to do those until you can't do them anymore, either from fatigue or there's just nothing more to do, and now you're waiting for somebody to come back to you, whatever. Then you move on to the second thing. But I find everybody gets paralyzed by, I don't know what to put in first place. Mm-hmm. And so now you have seven things in first place. And so I constantly fight with my team about this. You stop fucking being weak. Like, what's number one? Yeah. Like, you're allowing yourself to be emotionally paralyzed because you're like, oh, it's all important. Yes, motherfucker, but you can only execute on one thing at a time.
Yep.
So what's that one thing? Yeah. And so I'm just ruthless about that. Yeah.